The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
From 2007 to 2010, adults on average got just over 11% of their daily calories from fast food, a decrease of about 2% from the period between 2003 and 2006. That said, two demographic groups still favor fast food.
If you were in the 20 to 39-year-old age group, you were more likely to consume fast food.
John Sirard is a professor at the University of Virginia, specializing in exercise and its impact on the body. He says African Americans also tended to consume more fast food than white or Hispanic adults. Looking at children, the CDC found overall consumption of calories down, but childhood obesity was up 3%.
If caloric intake is going down, but obesity is still going up, the last piece of the puzzle that we're truly missing is the physical activity.
Sirard says he worries that children are still spending too much time staring at computer and TV screens when they should be exercising. He's cautiously optimistic about the numbers of adults eating fast food, but he's not sure whether a decline in consumption of carbohydrates among kids is good news.
You know, that might be a good thing if we're getting rid of some of the white bread and simple sugars. But if we're losing some high fiber, complex carbohydrate foods, then that's not a good thing. So I'm willing to bet we'll be seeing some more in-depth analyses in the months to come.
Sirard says the problem of obesity in this country is complex and will take efforts at many levels to undo, from government policy and school lunches to family meals and rules. I'm Sandy Houseman.